Chapter 6. The Trunchbull. The head teacher of Crunchham Hall, Miss Trunchbull, was a huge, frightening person, and both the pupils and the teachers were terrified of her. People called her the Trunchbull. She was dangerous like red-hot fire. She marched around the school like a soldier, taking great, big, heavy steps. If a group of children did not move, she marched through them, kicking them left and right. Normally, Miss Honey was terrified of the head teacher and tried to stay away from her. But this was important, and she felt ready to fight for Matilda. So, after her class, Miss Honey hurried to Miss Trunchbull's office. She knocked on the door.
"Enter!"
said Miss Trunchbull in a loud and dangerous voice. Most head teachers are chosen because they understand children and are interested in how they learn. Head teachers are usually kind and they care about other people. But none of these things were true of Miss Trunchbull. She was a frightening woman, with a thick neck and strong arms and legs, and her face was neither beautiful nor happy. She had a hard mouth and small eyes, and her clothes were very strange. She always wore a long brown shirt, with short green trousers and brown shoes. She did not look like the head teacher of a nice school for children. When Miss Honey came into the office, Miss Trunchbull looked at her angrily.
"Yes, Miss Honey," she said. "What do you want?"
There is a little girl in my class called Matilda Wormwood," Miss Honey began.
"She's the daughter of Mr. Wormwood, who owns the garage in the village,"
Miss Trunchbull shouted.
"Wormwood is an excellent person. He sold me a car yesterday. The price was very good, and the car goes beautifully. Yes, I liked Wormwood. But he told me about his daughter. She's always making trouble."
"Oh, no, Miss Trunchbull," cried Miss Honey. "That isn't right. She's extraordinary. She's a genius. She knows her times tables already."
"So she's learnt a few times tables. That's not extraordinary, woman,"
shouted Miss Trunchbull.
"But, Miss Trunchbull, she can read."
"So can I,"
shouted Miss Trunchbull.
"I think," Miss Honey said, "that we should move Matilda into the top class with the 11-year-olds.
"Oh, I understand now. You don't want her in your class, do you? She's too naughty for you, isn't she?"
shouted Miss Trunchbull.
"I understand you, and my answer is no."
"But Miss Trunchbull, please."
"Not another word!"
shouted Miss Trunchbull. Miss Honey stood in front of this huge woman and knew that she could do nothing.
"Thank you, Miss Trunchbull," she said softly.
She turned and walked out of the office sadly.
"I am going to do something for this child," she told herself. "I shall find a way to help her."
During their first days at Crunchham Hall, the children from the bottom class began hearing frightening stories about Miss Trunchbull. There was one about Julius Rotwinkle. He was thrown through the classroom window by the Trunchbull just for eating sweets. And there were lots of stories about the Chokey. This was a very tall, narrow cupboard with bits of glass stuck on the inside walls.
Miss Trunchbull shuts children in the chokey when they are naughty,
the older children said.
You have to stand in it for hours and hours in the dark, and you can't sit down.
Matilda and Lavender, who were quickly becoming good friends, listened to these stories with open mouths. They first met Miss Trunchbull on their third day at the school. That morning, they were standing in a corner of the busy playground when it suddenly became silent. Miss Trunchbull marched through the crowd of children.
Amanda Thripp!
She was shouting.
Amanda Thripp! Come here!
Matilda and Lavender watched the huge person walk up to a girl who was about 10 years old. The girl had two long blonde pigtails, and they looked very pretty. Amanda Thripp had a terrified look on her face. She knew that she was in big trouble.
Cut those dirty pigtails off before tomorrow,
shouted Miss Trunchbull.
You look very stupid.
My mummy likes them, Miss Trunchbull, said Amanda.
I don't care what your mummy thinks,
the Trunchbull shouted, and she took Amanda's pigtails in her hand and picked the girl up. Amanda was screaming, and Miss Trunchbull was shouting,
You stupid girl!
Suddenly, the Trunchbull threw Amanda, and she flew through the air into the field next to the playground. The Trunchbull marched away, and everyone was surprised to see Amanda sit up in the field. She looked around slowly, then got up and began walking back towards the playground.
Miss Trunchbull is crazy, said Lavender.
How can she do this? Do the children go home and tell their parents? Why don't their parents stop her? My dad would be very angry about something like this.
No, he wouldn't, Matilda said. He wouldn't believe you because it sounds too crazy. No parent would believe it. And that is the Trunchbull's big secret. She's dangerous.